All right, we get these messages from time to time here at Ben and Kelly Show, and we got this from Jordan, and it's kind of a little Ben and Kelly court, if you will, maybe a little am I a jerk, all rolled into one.
Yeah, we got to help him figure it out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need you guys to settle who's right in this situation.
Mm.
We're in our mid-30s, childless. My brother just started dating a woman who came with two kids, one of which is an 11-year-old girl who's extremely defiant and constantly doing things just to get a reaction.
Okay.
The problem is her mom is in denial, basically lets her get away with it. We were all together at a cabin last weekend, and this little terror refused to go play with the other kids, instead choosing to constantly interrupt us adults as we were trying to have a morning coffee.
Okay.
At one point, she kept swatting my wife with a fly swatter, saying there were flies on her, and there were not.
Mm.
Finally, after knocking over my wife's fresh coffee for the third time and hitting my wife in the forehead with the fly swatter, my wife accidentally, on purpose, drenched the kid in her freshly made iced coffee.
Okay.
Of course, my brother and his girlfriend freak out and leave. And some of the other adults think my wife went too far, ruined the family weekend. I told my brother his girlfriend needs to parent her kids, and my wife had every right to react. Are my wife and I the jerks for how we handled it?
Oh, gosh. I will say that would be very annoying if the kid is swatting, and
yes,
there are flies. No, there are not flies. And then the parents just don't seem to be doing anything.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe that mom didn't step in when she saw her kid hitting someone in the head with a fly swatter. An adult.
Yeah. Yeah, so like...
Now, whether her reaction was justified or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, are you really tossing coffee on a kid? Is that the mature thing to be doing?
It's not the mature thing to do, but I would 1,000% have addressed the mother. Like, can you handle this?
Okay.
Like, that's what you should do. You should go and confront the mom. Say, listen, I need you to step in because this is out of control behavior.
Tia messages on Facebook, I like your wife.
Okay.
Okay, so she's down with it.
All right. She's like, all right.
She's down with it.
Uh-huh.
All right. It's Ben and Kelly Court. Let's go ahead and figure out where we land on this for them. Jordan, is he justified in defending his wife and her actions in this case? Plus, we would like to hear your story of maybe you had something similar happen to you. Maybe not necessarily you involving throwing iced coffee on a kid.
Yeah.
But how you have handled it when maybe a friend or relative's kid is bothering you and is
kind of misbehaving, and the
misbehaving
parent is not
exactly
in.
Exactly how you do that could probably help this. All right, 502-795-1997, that's our number. So Jordan and his wife, childless, found themselves in a bad situation on a family trip, their niece being unruly, and his wife reacted in a way, quote, spilled her iced coffee on her.
Accidentally, on purpose.
Yeah, right. Kind of dividing the family. So how should the situation have been handled? That's kind of Ben and Kelly Court, am I a jerk, if you will, here on 99.7 DJX. Jim, the school bus driver, says, look, after the third time knocking the coffee off, the kid is lucky it wasn't hot coffee. Coffee is gold.
Oh, yes. Don't mess with the coffee.
Right. Katie, what is your thought on this? And you have experience with this, right?
So I have gotten on other kids, like in my family.
Uh-huh.
My cousins are substantially younger than me.
Yeah.
And my uncle has a habit of just not reprimanding them.
Mm.
So if we're at like a family function and they're doing something that they're not supposed to, and I have kids that are their same age, so I'm not reprimanding them for something that I wouldn't reprimand my own children for. But if they're doing something absolutely insane toward an adult, especially if it's toward their grandparents, oh, I've first and middle named them and got on them all the time. So I think it's okay.
Does the family get mad if you do that, though?
No.
Maybe they just need a little tough love.
Oh, for sure. And like that kid that was hitting her in the head with a Fly Swatter.
Yeah.
That kid would no longer have the fly swatter if it was me. I wouldn't even go to the other parent.
Yes, I would have grabbed that too. Like, grab the fly swatter.
It had been ripped out of his hand.
Yes, and then have a conversation with mom like, hey, if you could step in, that'd be great.
Exactly.
All right, thank you, Katie.
Yeah, Heather says, good thing she didn't grab the fly swatter and hit the kid back with it, LOL. Kind of feel like she deserved that too.
Yeah. Jody says, look, I'm a middle school teacher and teach 11-year-olds, and an 11-year-old knows better. I've dealt with something similar over Thanksgiving. Did not address any of the behaviors that were happening with the new additions. It all came out afterwards, and we are bad and had the same reaction. To be honest, I probably would have done the same thing too. Or they had about the same reaction that Jordan and his wife had. So
Lindsay says, mom isn't parenting, but imagine how hard it is for the child to be in a cabin with strangers. The wife is immature. Don't stoop to the child's level. She's no better than the 11-year-old.
Sassy Matt texts in and says, blank them kids. If you know, you know.
Okay. All right.
Blank them kids.
Ashley says, I think asking the mom to handle it would have resulted in the same end. The parent would have been complaining of you overstepping. Parents that don't want a parent are going to overreact to any adult correcting their kids.
Yeah, that's an awkward situation that a lot of us have been in, where it's like, hey, is someone going to say something to this kid? And you know, what the heck?
Yeah.
Right.
But I think next time, like in that situation, I think you first try to address it with the mom first, like, hey, you know, would you mind stepping in? I'm kind of getting hit with a fly swatter and she spilled her coffee 3 times. So maybe find something else for her to do. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And I think most reasonable people would be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Right.
And would step in.
I mean,
I don't know, a lot of other moms would be like, sorry. Sucks to suck. You can't take it?
Yeah, you can't take a little fly swatter? Come on now. Come on now.
But yeah, I think if you're ever in that situation, you got to go to the parent and just say, hey, I'm not sure if you're aware, but this is what's happening.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. I know it's a stinky situation to be in, and especially when the family seems to have turned on you and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, good luck. Keep us posted on that. That is group therapy.